This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
All right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
I'll get hysterical. It's only me. You know, since I've been working in the television series Love on the Rooftop, I haven't had a chance to do too many voices. And as a matter of fact, I'm out of practice. And since I've been appearing at the Copacabana here in New York for 2 weeks, I get requests from people to do voices that are impossible to do. And last night, I got a whole lot of requests, but they're really pretty far out. Now, for instance, here's one. Dear Mr. Little, would you do an impression of Fred McMurray?
Fred McMurray? Now, that's impossible. I mean, nobody does Fred McMurray. Not even Fred McMurray does Fred McMurray. I just don't understand that one at all.
Here's one I got last night. Do Jack Lemmon.
That's right. That's ridiculous. You know, that's stupid. Do Jack Lemmon, you know. If I could be with you 1 hour today. Here's one from a little old lady in Butte, Montana. She writes in, do John Wayne, honey, and do it good.
John Wayne. What's about the size of it, kid? The only good Apache is a dead one, as far as I'm concerned. I don't do any of it. Here's one for Walter Brennan.
My God, imagine somebody asked me to do Walter Brennan.
Hi, this is John Biney. You're listening to TV Confidential. Well, let's hear it for him. Come on out here.
Rich Little is on the line with us. Rich Little, America's master mimic. Rich was recently appointed the Order of Canada. Order of Canada honors a select number of Native Canadians for their accomplishments in their respective fields, for inspiring, educating, and mentoring future generations, and for creating a fountain of excellence in Canada that is respected throughout the world. In Rich's case, Rich's accomplishments include not just the many laughs that he continues to bring us as an entertainer, but his humanitarian efforts, which include his support of our veterans and first responders and their families through the Gary Sinise Foundation. All proceeds from sales of Rich's book, People I've Known and Been, Little by Little, directly support the Gary Sinise Foundation. People I've Known and Been, Little by Little, available bookstores everywhere, as well as Amazon.com. Before we went to break, we were talking to Rich about some of the many voices in his arsenal, which include Ed Sullivan. It's been said Ed did not have much of a personality, but he certainly had an eye for talent. And as you say, if you had 5 minutes, 10 minutes on your show, that was gold, and you were on your way.
Yeah. Well, the first time I appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show, he introduced me as Little Richard. He said, "And now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to bring out a young comic." Who is coming to us from beautiful downtown Canada. Let's have a big welcome for Little Richard. Richard.
That's right.
But it was funny to be introduced as Little Richard on the Ed Sullivan Show. But that was typical of Ed, you know. He just screwed up everything. I think people watched Ed Sullivan Show every Sunday just to see what Ed would do, you know.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
He's the only man I've ever met who could count up the three and get two of the numbers wrong.
Here's a word from our cameraman, George. Right now, young fella. What about our anniversary shoot? Do you have any sensational ideas?
Well, I really think I have a really, really big one for you.
Do you really?
I really, really do.
He really does.
But I really, really, really does. Now, for the first time anywhere, here is a sensational, remarkable idea from this young fellow, George.
Thank you. Now, to get your anniversary show off to a really, really big start, Ed, I thought for this show, to be really, really special, we'd ask everybody in the audience to stand up and take a bow and have all the celebrities remain seated.
If you're in Vegas or if you're headed to Vegas, Rich performs every Thursday through Sunday at the Tropicana Laugh Factory. Tickets and more information, troplb.com. What first fueled your interest in supporting our veterans, Rich?
Well, I never served myself, but I admire and respect a lot of people who did serve, you know, and they're heroes to me. And if I can do anything to help some of the veterans, that's very rewarding for me. So I get a big thrill out of doing that.
One of the people that you share some memories about in Little by Little is Frank Sinatra. And you partnered with Frank Sinatra many years ago. He helped you raise money for a special nursery that is still operating today at a hospital in Ottawa.
Yeah, we raised over $1 million for the Rich Little Neonatal Center and for premature babies, and it's still going today. I still get mail from people thanking me for saving their child's life, which is a wonderful thrill for me because, we raised $1 million. Well, Frank really helped. I didn't help that much, but having Frank on the show was the reason that we raised $1 million, and he was wonderful. He flew up from New York, brought the whole orchestra with him, didn't charge anybody anything, and then he had me close the show. He didn't even close the show. He opened for me. I found out later why. I thought, my God, I'm going to close for Frank's going to open for me? I can't believe that. And the reason was that when I went on, he got in the plane and flew back to New York and got back to Jilly's Bar before it closed.
I've heard many stories about Sinatra. My favorite one, and I think Rudolph Lee was the one who told me this originally, is that Sinatra was old school when it came to charity. It was not about him. It was always about the cause, and he would bring the band, and he would donate his services, and everything was just, he never made a big deal out of it. It was just, what do you need me to do, and where do you need me to be, and I will be there.
That's true. That's very true. That's true. That's how I got him to do that benefit in Ottawa. I was down visiting him in Palm Springs, and I said to him, I want to do a show in Canada to raise money for the hospital, for the Natal Center. And I wanted Paul Anka to do it with me because Paul is from Ottawa too, you know, but Paul turned me down. And Frank said, oh, the hell with Paul Anka. I said, really? He said, yeah, I'll do it. Tell me the date. And I gave him the date, and he said, you got me. And he wrote it. He wrote the date down in his Miss Piggy calendar. This is true. This is true. He had a Miss Piggy calendar.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. He said, I'll be there. I'll bring the orchestra, and I'll be there. And then the night of the show, he hadn't arrived, and I thought, oh, my God. Is he coming? Everybody was keeping a lookout for him because he hadn't arrived.
Mm-hmm.
And and the event had started. You know, they're having the dinner, and he still wasn't there. And I said to the guy that was in charge, I said, "Well, if Frank doesn't show up, dim the lights down, and I'll go on and do my impression of Frank Sinatra." We're trying to fool him, but he finally showed up, and thank God he did. Or my face would have been, oh my God, I would have been disgraced. But he showed up, and he was terrific. And as I said, he left very quickly so he could get back to New York before the bars closed.
Absolutely. That was not the only time you shared a stage with Sinatra. You performed with the Rat Pack a couple of times.
No, not the Rat Pack. No, that was before my time, Rat Pack. But I worked with Frank on the Dean Martin roast a couple of times. And let's see, what else did I do with Frank? I did a couple of charity things. And, you know, we had a good rapport. Frank was very nice to me. He was a man that had many moods. And if he was in a bad mood, you stayed away from him. But when he was in a good mood, he was the greatest. He really was.
I've been told that he literally would take his shirt off and give it to you.
Well, if you like to, he'll do anything for you.
Yeah.
He doesn't. If you took a picture of him without asking him, he could be gone.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be persona non grata. But fortunately, Rich Little likes us. He likes us enough to talk to us and share a few memories. Rich was recently appointed to the Order of Canada. A great honor in recognition for his work as an entertainer and for his humanitarian efforts. Rich recently updated his memoir, Little by Little, People I've Known and Been. And, of course, you can see Rich every Thursday through Sunday at the Tropicana Laugh Factory, troplv.com. Besides your weekly show at the Tropicana, what else do you have on the horizon for 2023 that you're able to tell our listeners?
Well, I'm going to do the Mike Popovey show next week. Yeah, no, and Memphis, and you know, other than that, nothing too much. Don't perform on the road anymore because COVID kind of slowed everything down. You know, nobody has any money anymore, so
yeah.
I'm not doing one-nighters anymore. That's kind of come to a close. So I'm just really concentrating on performing at the Tropicana.
And as we said, you've been at the Tropicana longer than anybody. So the
7 years I've been there. Now, I think it's time I went home.
Rich, it is always a pleasure to chat with you. Congratulations once again on the appointment to the Order of Canada, and I look forward to our next conversation here on TV Confidential.
Me too. Thanks very much. I appreciate it.
You.
Hi, this is Paul Dooley. You're listening to TV Confidential. Good luck.
Robert, just a reminder that the next edition of TV Confidential will air next week on this station at the usual time. We hope you join us for that. In the meantime, a reminder that you can listen to the Media Path podcast with Fritz Coleman and Louise Palanker on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever else you find your podcast, while Rich Little appears every Thursday through Sunday at the famous Tropicana Laugh Factory in Las Vegas. For tickets and more information, troplv.com. Rich's book, People I've Known and Been, Little by Little, available wherever books are sold, as well as amazon.com. 100% of the proceeds from sales of People I've Known and Been, Little by Little, will directly support the Gary Sinise Foundation. Ed Robertson, back for Tony Figueroa, Donna Allen, Phil Grace, and Greg Erbar. Thank you so much for listening. Stay healthy, stay safe. We'll talk to you next time on TV Confidential. Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain. at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.